cross so that we might die to sins, very powerful to live for righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed. Say, by his wounds, you have been healed. By his stripes, that's another way of saying it, you are healed. Thank you, Jesus. The way Peter says it, it's like the healing is already in place. By his wounds, you have been healed. I preached this morning a message called Heal, and I want you to listen to that when you can. Turn off social media and start dining on the word. You must ingest word in you to balance out spiritually. Your body is designed to eat 3 square meals a day. You must dine on the word daily. Daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. And you cannot survive spiritually on junk food. And so my job is to release the word from the Lord so you can have something to build on during the week. If you expect to grow spiritually, you need to supply yourself with spiritual food. If you want to grow intellectually, you must ingest intellect. Read a book. If you want to grow physically, you must eat protein and stop the carbs and the fats. Drink water. You can't live off everything. I said drink water. Your body needs it. So drink some water. And if you want to grow spiritually, you must dine from the word. So the reason why we gathered here, and our numbers are coming back, and I'm watching you come to the house of the Lord. You got to get something from God. And I'm glad that you're here. So the message today is entitled in our late service, Be Healed, Part 2. It was healed this morning. Today is be healed. Say be healed. Glory to God. Anybody remember the acronym for heal this morning? Helping everyone except what? Love. Let's say it together. Helping everyone except love. Right? So even the atmosphere needs to be a healing atmosphere. Help everyone except the love of God. Glory to God. So attitudes need to be healed. Okay, don't come to church mad, so mad that you can't see nothing else but mad. Right, so nobody can go to work like that. You can't go to church like that. You can't run a family like that. So let's help everyone except the love of God. Father, I give you praise and thanks and glory. I feel your glory, and I thank you for the touching, the tender part of my heart and allowing me to connect with you spirit to spirit. I surrender my will in exchange for yours. Have your way. Touch us, heal us, deliver us. Thank you, Lord, that no distraction can stop you from moving. We give you praise for the oneness in the spirit. Thank you, Lord, that everybody today would tune in and not become an agent of distraction, but really focus on your word. So I thank you for the peace of God that guards our heart and for the attention, the discipline to attend our ways, to focus our thoughts. Give us a mind to comprehend, an ear to hear, a heart to receive, and a spirit to contain your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Jehovah Rapha is the series, Be Healed. It is a pronouncement, and I bless you in the name of the Lord. As I pastor a growing church, I would say an evolving church, a church that is growing from one year to the next, not just numerically, but spiritually, to grow up. To grow up. Some people like the spirit, and if you got too much spirit, you'll blow up. If you got too much word, you will burn up. But if you got a mixture of word and spirit, you will grow up. And so I see a church with a mixture of word and spirit growing into the things of God. Remember, too much spirit will make you blow up. Too much word, only word now, will make you burn up. But a mixture of word and spirit balanced out will help you to grow up. So straighten your back. Heads up. If you could see what I saw just now, everybody straighten up. And see, growing up spiritually, it is hard for me to tell if you're growing spiritually unless I had a conversation and I was able to measure your behavior from 1 year to the next. So I stand here preaching, and you got to see me like a farmer throwing out seed, hoping there will be a harvest. Well, some seed fell by the wayside. That means people ain't paying attention. They're texting and on their Google doing whatever and trying to chat GBT me instead of focusing in on the word. And the word falls by the wayside. Some people come with an attitude. That's why worship corrects our attitude. Some seed fell among thorns. That means you're tied up and twisted and you're trying to get a word. It's choking it out though. Some seed fell on stony places. That means there's no sensitivity to the Lord. Ain't no moisture, no worship at all. And so when the word hits the heart soil, it just bounces off. And then some seed fell on good ground. But how can I tell? I have to keep throwing the seed in hope that some of it will fall on good ground. We've gathered today, and I believe God is going to help seed to fall on some good ground. And you will not be the same today. You will get your healing. Say, I am healed.
I am healed.
So I say, be healed to the people of God. In Jesus' name, this is my Bible. It is the word of God. It is God speaking to me, producing life in those who will hear it. I can do what it says I can do. I am all it says that I am. I choose to agree with the word of God, and I choose to disagree with any thought, condition, or circumstance contrary to the written or the spoken word of God. I am diligent to act upon what is revealed to me through the word of God, which abides in my spirit. My mind is renewed. My heart is receptive and ready to receive. I can't quit. There's too much life in me. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Your confession of faith. I asked you last week to go with me. I said, I'm asking you, I said this last week, when we do the confession of faith, that you all say it with me. How many of you went with me? All right, I see you trying. Next week, everybody needs to go with your bishop. Healing is the process of becoming healthy again. Say healthy again. And so healing is God's business. Health is ours. And I was teaching this morning because there's sickness that's invading the globe. It's invading the globe. And it's not just physical sickness. There's sicknesses of the mind and of the soul and trauma. Some experts believe that even trauma from slavery passes through DNA. So say, for instance, slavery was abolished over 100 years ago, but because you have ancestors who went with it, the effect of it, bodies being torn, rapes, working without pay, the trauma of that over 400 years passes through bloodlines. And many of us may say, get over that. That's what happened 100 years ago. But the experts are saying that trauma can pass through blood, through DNA, and be passed to even the innocent ones. So if there's no intervention from the Lord, we're never going to recover. Because if you live in America, you even talk like that, people say, get over that. But how do you get over something you can't see? How do you get over stuff that happened to your forefathers, and yet it reverberates in you? See, within all of your getting, let's get a what? And see, many people perish. This is what God said. My people. My people perish because they lack knowledge. And in all of your getting, you need to get an understanding. Another passage, a prophet said, my people do err, not knowing the scripture, nor the power of God. So what you don't know can hurt you. Actually, the law doesn't care if you don't know. I didn't know it said only 55. Well, it doesn't matter. The law says you can't claim when you stand before the judge, well, I didn't know. You better watch. And you better ask some questions. Because we still going to give you a ticket if you're doing 70 and a 55. So one of the things you have to know about driving, and that is, if you're going to drive, you better know the laws about driving. And you need to be coherent when you drive. Because ignorance is not an excuse. And as we grow, I believe God wants me to be not just a preacher that whines, but a preacher who shares and teaches the word of God. Teach, train, correct, release. Teach, train, correct, what?
Release.
Say it with me. Teach, train, correct, release. This is the mantra of teaching now. I would like to see our people and all leaders stop saying, I told you. I want you to teach, train, correct, and release. And it will not be a line or a step. It's not teach, train, correct, release, but I want it as a circle. A circle. So teaching would be 12 on the clock that you look at. And then training would be 3 o'clock. And then correcting would be 6 o'clock. And then releasing people to get the job done would be 9 o'clock. So what's next? Teaching. We go back to 12 o'clock. Teach, train, correct, release. Teach, train, correct, release. Teach, train, correct, release. And that circle will not be broken here. And if you become a leader here, you got to get that in your spirit. You keep doing it forever. And if you get tired, you need to pass the buck. Raise somebody up that can take the mantle and take the baton and make sure that we're able to pass it on versus thinking that the ministry should stop functioning if you can't function. Where are the mentees? Not your mentee, your person that you're training and they can't function here. You're not to draw people to you. You must draw them to the system here at the church. God is preparing the community to do great things. No community will do anything if you got your little children. Let me pastor the people. You help me to pastor them. That's how it works. If you don't have it in your heart right, you'll start gathering people and wanting them to hang out with you. And this is my buddy. And this is my person right there. You got to get to a point where we're all on the same team. And you got to see something. You're working with the system. You have a team that you're working with. And if you're drawing everybody to you, we're not going to get this ball to the finish line. We're in the red zone. Are you talking about your team? We got to get the ball to the finish line, man. We got to get it to the place where we can get a touchdown here, and we won't get it unless we're working together with a system and a strategy. And we got a devil that's trying to stop us along the way. I'm preaching healing. The enemy gonna strike you this week, but you got to look beyond what the devil is doing and say, I got to get with God. I am healed. Be healed tonight. Be healed today. Be healed tomorrow. Be healed in the future. Healing is the children's bread. It's a process of being restored. Don't let that word bother you. Restoration. Say restoration. It's a part of salvation. I like to see restoration like I like leather, right? I like leather. I like leather, okay? So I like leather. Leather. I like leather, okay? Leather. Not synthetic, leather. Okay? When you deal with leather, it's different. So you have to take mink oil or something like that and rub it in it to keep it right. Well, that's how restoration is. You can restore it through time. You can get dry and crack. And God restores it. Relationships can crack. It can get so hot that all moisture is drawn out of that which you love the most. That's why I love cooling the game. Too hot, lady. You got to run for shelter. You got to run for shade. It's too hot. It's too hot, lady. I don't need to argue with you. And Pliers added to it. You want to argue. To make money. What are we talking about? You can get so hot that you lose moisture. God likes to restore it. Some people come to the church, even in our church, and they at one time they may have been luscious. But when life just hit them and when they come in here, they're cracking because they're dry. So before you marry them, let God restore them. Because it always don't look the same once you start getting involved. You got to let God do the work. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And I've been running with Jesus a long time and I still get dry. I have to be replenished all the time. I pour every week. How do I get replenished? Most people leave this ministry and make more money. Most people that join here make more money in a year. I'm not saying they budget right. I say they make more. That's the promise here. You come here, you look at your ability to make money, you're going to see you increased after you got here. You know why? Because there's a word of increase. There's a word that God sent. God loved the people and he promised me that if you take care of my business, I'm going to take care of yours and these people. Money is dropping in accounts. God opens up the floodgates. God is moving by his spirit and by his power. God is restoring stuff to people. Hallelujah. God is not allowing your car to wear out. God is always working on your tires. God is working on your appliances. I'm preaching. Somebody ought to say amen. Your stuff been running for 15 years. Because that's what he does when you start following him. It don't break down like it used to. He adds grace to the gears. He adds grace to your gears. I know you like to complain because you don't like the way stuff are. Get your attitude right. Sit your behind down. And give God some glory. Attitude need to shift. Healing comes through a good attitude. Dis-ease is tied to disease. Dis-ease is directly tied to disease. That's why the Bible says, let not your heart be troubled. Anxiety. Neither let it be afraid. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I'm coming again to receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Peace I leave with you. Why would he say things like that? Unto us a child is born, a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And for the increase of his government, there shall be no end.
What are we talking about? God is all about peace because he understands if you got peace, you'll have less anxiety. And if you got less anxiety, disease can't enter into the portal. So peace I leave with you. My peace give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. Don't let it be afraid. Give I unto you. Not as the world gives peace. Because the world say if you got a little money in the bank, that's peace. But it's not. It only lasts as long as the money is in the bank. And you spend it as soon as they get there. So peace is gone. Poof. Many of us got temporary peace. But God wants us to have eternal peace. And that's why I believe God is closing the portals where these viruses can't come in. And he inoculates you as you go through. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I was going down into South America and I checked with the virus and the disease organization. I forget what it's called. Center of Disease. CDC. The CDC. But anyway, they said, they say if you're going out of the country, you need to have these type of booster shots. You need to get inoculated. Because what's happening in America, people don't know how powerful America is, man. That's why I don't understand why the government want to sit there and talk about the people they put in position. We don't believe in diseases and all of that. Man, you better look around the world. If you go to Nigeria, you'll see people standing there with no fingers. And one of the things that you need to understand, the reason why leprosy doesn't hit America like it hit other nations around the world is because we have disease control and we inoculate kids. When I was coming up, kids were always swelling underneath their throat with mumps. You don't even hear about that now. You got a breakout in Texas because you got folk talking about, I don't believe in it. And as soon as you say that, stuff start happening in the state that wants to abolish it. It wasn't anything for kids to have their throat swollen up when I was a little kid with mumps and measles. But we all got shots. And you don't hardly see that in our community anymore. You forgot. You forgot. Some kids, I don't believe in this. I don't believe in that. You don't even know history. There are people who work with their throat swollen because of mumps. Glory to God. And God has blessed us to be inoculated. What's protecting you from the viruses of your soul? Have you got your booster? You want to travel, do this and that, get involved in this and that. What's going to stop the virus once it gets inside of you from doing what it's designed to do? These viruses have been here from around the world for centuries. And they told me you need to get boosters. So I got them. That when I go to a foreign country, I will not be susceptible to it. And when I come back, I won't bring nothing back to people that are innocent. You forgot COVID-19. You forgot that one person on a plane can come into New York or come into Los Angeles and all of a sudden there's a breakout and then all up in New York people are dying in convalescent homes. And in your community, African Americans are dying at an alarming rate. They're stacking the bodies on each other. You forgot that? And now you want to play games with disease? I'm here to tell you, we better run to Rapha, the healer of all disease, and we need to get inoculated and stop playing with viruses, spiritually and emotionally. Say, I am healed. Glory to God. And I say, be healed in Jesus' name. Glory to God.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Heal, Helping Everyone Accept Love, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Ladies, save the date. The 20th anniversary Awaken Women's Conference is happening September 26th and 27th. This year's theme is perception. Come ready for powerful worship, inspiring messages, and a fresh vision for your life. Mark your calendars and stay tuned for details. Hotel accommodations are available at the Hampton Inn & Suites located off Palm Bay Road. Use group code PWC to reserve your room by Friday, September 12th. Accommodations are also available at the Crowne Plaza Melbourne Oceanfront. Use group code WMA to reserve your room by Wednesday, September 3rd. Spots are filling up fast, ladies, so grab your combo package before August 31st. Summer's winding down, but the savings are just heating up. The back-to-school sales tax holiday will run through August 31st. Shop smart and save big with tax-free breaks on clothing, shoes, personal computers, and select accessories.
Our Health and Wellness Ministry will offer free blood pressure screenings after both the 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. services on Sunday, August 31st at the TR Palm Bay campus. Take a step towards better health. Stop by and get checked.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, you are tuned in to 1510 AM, WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Brockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the beaches, FM 94.7.
Hey, Dad, what's this old can on the shelf?
Oh, that? That's the first release of my favorite soda.
Okay, but it's still full.
Well, yeah, that makes it more valuable. It'll be worth something someday.
It's a good thing you don't have to wait to be worth something. The Bible says, in God's eyes, you're worth something right now. Billy Graham.
God is concerned about your soul, and He loves your soul. He loves you. And He puts more value on your soul or your spirit than He does everything else that you could ever think of. It's worth more than the whole world put together. And He wants to come into this life that you're living now and help you, to direct you, to guide you, to teach you.
That can happen when you begin a relationship with God's Son, Jesus Christ. Discover more at findpeacewithgod.net. That's findpeacewithgod.net from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.